Well, for the first time since 2012, the Paul Bunyan Trophy will get cozy in Ann Arbor. Michigan State football coming up short at Spartan Stadium against Michigan, 32-23 on Saturday. Two teams trending in opposite directions. Current sports host Al Martin joins us now with more. Hi, Al.
Mark, how you doing?
23-point Vegas spread. MSU lost by 9, and the last play of the game was as ugly as it can get. But in the end, did you think this game was going to be as close as it turned out?
No, not at all. I mean, as you just mentioned, I mean, the line actually went up by the end of the week to 24.5 points in favor of U of M. Mm. And I predicted a 21-14 U of M win, but I didn't believe that, Mark. I mean, this is a team that coming in and still is the number two college football team in the nation. Michigan State loses a 5 straight approach in this game, not even ranked in the Associated Press top 25 poll. I mean, nobody thought this game was going to be close. But you look at that, how that game went, Mark. The first drive, Michigan State goes 12 plays, over 70 yards. They take off 7 minutes on the clock. They score first, go up 7-0, and you're sitting there thinking, okay, Michigan State came to play today. That was my immediate thought, you know?
It was everybody's.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, that's the thing, though. When you look at rivalry games, and particularly this one, Michigan and Michigan State, no matter what the records are, no matter how the season has gone prior to, when those two teams get on the gridiron, it's one of those rivalries where records kind of go out the window, Mark.
What does the injury to Brian Lewerke now do for MSU? Moving forward, just 4 games left in the season.
Well, I think that's when you evaluate Lewerke's play this past weekend, Mark, he was the better out of the two quarterbacks we saw between Tyler O'Connor and himself. I thought he had a great game. I think that when you talk about Lewerke, you know, he's the best downfield passer that Michigan State has. You look at the TD throw that he had to Monty Medeiros. I thought that was an unbelievable throw. I think maybe possibly the best throw of the year so far. He's a spark plug off the bench. I mean, you saw what he was able to do. He comes in the fourth quarter and he immediately leads Michigan State down the field for a touchdown. And, you know, Jabril Peppers, who was in the running for the Heisman Trophy this season, he sacks Brian Lewerke on that fourth down. He goes down. Lewerke breaks his tibia. Lewerke's stat line was pretty impressive. He completes over 50% of his passes, 6 of 10, 100 yards, a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Now I think it's solidified that Tyler O'Connor is going to be the starting quarterback for the final 4 games. Mm. A loss, though, a big loss. Mm.
The Detroit Lions' winning streak was halted at 3, losing to the Houston Texans on the road yesterday afternoon. What did the Texans do to slow down the previously hot Lions?
Well, when you look at the Lions in that game, Mark, I was particularly impressed with Theo Riddick. I mean, this is a guy who had a solid day after missing 2 games due to the ankle injury. He goes 11 carries, 56 yards, not to mention tight end Eric Ebron, 7 catches for 79 yards, but 8 penalties. And the Lions converted just 27% of their third downs. That's not winning football. And then the coaching mistakes. I mean, why not challenge the DeAndre Hopkins incompletion midway through the fourth? They gave up 3 points on that drive. That proved to be pivotal as the game went on. And why an onside kick with 2 minutes and 53 seconds left to play and down by a touchdown? Kick it deep, trust your defense, and give Matthew Stafford another chance to pull off a last-second miracle. Coaching blunders mixed with penalties, that's what really doomed the Lions in this game, Mark, in my estimation.
Speaking of questionable calls, let's back up just a little bit here. I should have asked you this before. I'll ask it now. What did Coach D'Antonio say about going for 2 at the tail end of the game on Saturday?
The gist that I got from that answer, Mark, because we were all puzzled when we saw Michigan State go for 2 when they didn't need to. But Mark D'Antonio justified it as this. He's trying to, quote-unquote, find the inches. No matter what, you know, if they get a 2-point conversion there, he's speaking more so on momentum. That would do a lot for the team, mental from a mental standpoint moving forward. But it still was very puzzling. It was a more so from a psyche standpoint than a logical one, if you ask me, Mark. Still, just take the points. Take the extra point and let's keep it moving.
Back to the Lions. We hit the road next week to play a team featured on Monday Night Football tonight, the Vikings. Do you see quarterback Matthew Stafford having success against one of the best defenses in the league?
That's tough to say. That's a tall order, Mark. I mean, this is the best defense in the league, and which we'll get to see in action against the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football tonight, Mark. But this is a defense that's allowed no more than, 16 points and has 9 interceptions on the season. They do have a bad run game, though. They're only averaging 2.6 yards per carry. And get this is the stat of the day for Lions fans out there. The Vikings are on pace for the lowest in the NFL, the lowest yards per carry in the NFL since the 1946 Lions did
Ouch.
So back with 1.7 yards per carry.
How it crazy had to be the Lions.
It had to be the Lions, right? Back in 1940. Yeah, how ironic is that, right? And the Lions play the Vikings this upcoming weekend.
It's worth noting that the MSU hockey team got its first win of the season Friday night at Mon over Princeton. What enabled the Spartans to finally get a W after starting out 0-4?
Yes, a balanced attack, Mark. Six different Spartans scored, four goals in the second period alone. And I was particularly impressed with Ed Minnie, who had 21 saves on the night. So now, you know, this team finally gets a win after starting 0-4, as you just mentioned. They have a two-game homestand versus Michigan Tech this weekend. Let's see if they can rebound off that.
And the Cubs are still alive in the World Series after going almost the whole game very tight last night. Harbaugh and his dad. Harbaugh showed up at the game with his ball glove. Wow, how perfect was that? Quickly, Al, which local teams are still left after the opening weekend of the high school football
playoffs?
Yeah,
we've got a few, Mark. DeWitt, Mason, Alma, Lakewood, Sexton, Corunna, the powerhouse that is Ithaca, Portland, and also PW, and a few more in that mix as well. But those were some of the big games from Friday night last week.
Everything but the Pro Bowlers Tour, a part of this segment here, Al. Well done.
We tried to cram it in, didn't we? Oh.
Al Martin, more today and every weekday at 1 o'clock. Current Sports with Al Martin on AM 870 WKAR. Thanks, Al.
All right. Thank you, Mark.